Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mazurowski. President Trump's bill remains stalled in the House amid disagreements between Republicans over the cost of legislation. Kelly Meyer says the president met with some of those GOP members.
I'm told that President Trump is, quote, feeling good after a day of meetings with swing state House Republicans and House Freedom Caucus members right here at the White House. The West Wing, a revolving door for members summoned to the Oval to meet with the commander in chief. I'm told Dr. Oz was also in those meetings with President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance to ease concerns about cuts to Medicaid. Trump posting to Truth Social earlier today in defense of the GOP mega bill, writing, quote, the one big beautiful deal is all about growth.
Democrats also against the Medicaid cuts that are in the bill.
Just weeks after he signed his first NFL contract, Bill's first round pick, Maxwell Hairston, was named in a civil suit over an alleged sexual assault at the University of Kentucky in 2021. WBEN's Tom Puckett takes a look.
Max Hairston faces a civil lawsuit over an alleged sexual assault that happened while he was at the University of Kentucky in 2021. Attorney Terry Connor says there's an interesting part about this suit.
The interesting part about the lawsuit, though, is that they cite sections of the criminal code in Kentucky that were allegedly violated by Mr. Hairston. All right? That's the allegations. But so far, no criminal case has been pursued. So that, I thought, was an interesting aspect of the case.
There is a difference between criminal and civil cases, says Connors.
But criminal investigations take longer because the proof must necessarily be beyond a reasonable doubt. A civil case, the standard of proof is different. It's a preponderance of evidence. So it may be that there's still one pending. It may be that there was one conducted and they didn't think there was enough evidence to pursue criminal charges. It's hard to tell from the civil complaint that was filed today.
Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
The Bills, via GM Brandon Bean's comments after the draft, have said that they had thoroughly investigated and felt there was no truth behind the allegations.
Well, the Reverend Al Sharpton calling on one New York City mayoral candidate to exit the race.
The Reverend wants Andrew Cuomo to drop out, urging the former governor to consider what would be in the best interest of New York City residents. Sharpton says a one-on-one race would be more feasible. A spokesperson for the Cuomo campaign telling Fox News Digital that everyone is entitled to their own political opinion. The spokesperson also saying most New Yorkers are not Trumpers and most New Yorkers are not socialists, and that they'll continue to assess the current situation. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Getting ready for fireworks across Western New York this weekend. WBEN's Evan DePasquale tells us that if you're in the North Towns, you have some options.
The Battle of the Fireworks Show, as both Tonawanda and North Tonawanda will be holding a fireworks show celebrating America's independence.
It's a great event. It's not just the fireworks. People come early. We have the American Legion Band of the Tonawandas playing from 7 to 9. We have food trucks. We have face painting. We've got, you know, different trucks from the town and the fire departments that the kids can see and climb on. So it's a big event. It's really well attended every year, but it's very safe, too. It's very well run. Our police department does a great job with the safety. We have CERT volunteers directing traffic. So it's a very well-run and safe event, and it's a great time every year.
North Tonawanda's Austin Tylick said that there'll be lots of activities starting at 6 o'clock.
It should be about a 20-minute show. It's Friday, July 4th at dusk. And before that, though, at about 6 p.m., we'll have a lot of family fun going on Webster Street, a lot of activities. Our fire department will be cooking hot dogs for kids. Our police department will do a meet and greet down there. We have some inflatable obstacle courses, rock climbing wall, a little music. And on Tonawanda's side, they'll also be doing music at their canal pavilion that they have there on their side. So we have a lot of fun starting at 6 p.m. leading up to the fireworks show at dusk.
More information on both fireworks shows are available online. Evan DePasquale, WBEN.com News.
All right, Evan, thank you. So you've got Town of Tonawanda tonight, And then if you just walk north, it'll take you, I'm trying to think, walking, you know, it'll take you a little bit to walk. It's about a 15-minute drive if you wanted to drive from Kenny Field tonight up to North Tonawanda tomorrow and then up into Wheatfield tomorrow night. Within 8 miles, you got three major fireworks shows in the North Towns.
There you go. Plus all the backyard shows that
people
do.
I mean, it's kind of wild.
Right.
And they don't do the big fireworks at UB anymore.
No, they haven't done them in years.
Which I remember always growing up, like that was the show in the North Towns.
Me too. I remember that one.
Cars
too.
All
right.
Over the place.
Yep.
You could hear them from way far away. It was wild.
It should come up in the campaign. Brian Culpa got rid of the fireworks.
We will bring back the fireworks to the University of Buffalo.
Surprised it wasn't an issue.
It's kind of, but you know, it just goes away. But now these are the main, like Kenny Field is, if you're anywhere in that area, like Colvin, Brighton, anywhere around there.
It'll be packed.
Oh, it's in all the neighborhood around it. There are cars. It's unlike anything you've ever seen.
Right.
Cars are lining every single street in every neighborhood around it. Going to be busy, you know, just a stone's throw away the next night,
right.
And then a stone's throw away from there the next night.
I was very fortunate. Last night at 11:15, someone decided to start doing fireworks in the empty field across the street.
Oh,
there you go.
Right?
So a nice wake-up call. Look out the window. Yeah. There's some fireworks.
16-year-old professional.
That's right.
You think that's his internship for the fireworks school?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, partly sunny with highs near 80, slight chance for an inland storm this afternoon. Tonight, skies will clear, overnight lows in the 50s, and then tomorrow, temperatures near 80 degrees with sunny skies for the 4th. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line, Brad Bisping with the Buffalo Bisons, who are maybe the focal point tonight in one of the biggest games of the year. Brad, the July 3rd fireworks with the BPO, it's one of everybody's favorite events, and you've got to be smiling this morning, because if there's one thing you can't ever control with it, it's the weather, and it looks perfect out there.
Yeah, you're right. We planned all off season for this, for the whole season, but this event in particular, the weather's always a wild card, but it looks like it's going to be a tremendous night here at the ballpark for the 29th annual KeyBank Independence Eve celebration, the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra, their great concert, our largest fireworks show of the year, a game at 6 o'clock. We got some great giveaways and a whole lot of fun in store for this great Western New York summer tradition to take the ballpark again by storm tonight.
It is a big tradition now. I can't believe it's 29 years. Are there still seats available for this?
There are. You get the box office opens up here in a couple of minutes at 9 o'clock. You can get to bisons.com as well and get your tickets for tonight. But, yeah, 29 years, this great tradition, and a milestone event tonight with this. This event alone will see its 500,000th fan attend this event, and we've got a couple of fun things around that centered around the fans. And when the gates open at 4:30, in tribute to that, we are going to select one fan that gets here early to throw out the game ceremonial first pitch, as well as a fan named Elizabeth Gannon, 99 years old, who's attended the last 26 July 3rd events. She'll be throwing out a first pitch as well. So have a lot of fun in store for the start of the game, the pregame ceremonies, and throughout the night.
How about that? I mean, those are some really fun ceremonies going on. I mean, fireworks and the BPO, it's really, is it the biggest show in Buffalo? I think most years it is, right?
It's definitely up there. It's definitely our biggest show of the year, and we empty out the fireworks closet on this one, and the Skylighters Western New York do a tremendous job for us, and you know, it'll be a big show after a great concert with all the great military and patriotic tributes, some pop culture classics, some fun stuff on the board and on the field, and it's quite a show once the game gets over.
Is this synchronized to music? tonight?
Like, there will definitely be some elements throughout the show that's kind of synced up, but our fireworks are you know just blown off just out past the left field wall. So the marches kind of lead into it, but then kind of the fireworks take control with the noise and the big bang. So the BPO is a perfect lead into the show that lights up the sky.
Always good to get a little bit of culture out there, right, with the BPO. I'm wondering, you know, how this has changed. If you haven't been in several years, there's been a lot of new stuff done to the ballpark in the last 5 years, specifically with some of the changes the Blue Jays came and made, some of the changes that you guys have made. How is their setup similar or different from years past?
Well, it's a little different because of the party deck and the bullpen being out there. The stage is in slightly different spot, just beyond the outfield wall. But you know, the key thing is that the BPO does just such a tremendous job every year is bringing in different types of music as well. So it's never the same show. Whether it's the Armed Forces Salute, of course, my favorite moment is a part of every post game concert on July 3rd. But they'll bring in some different marches and some different patriotic tunes, and then we look at sort of the different anniversaries as well that we can in pop culture. We'll have the 40 years since the Back to the Future came out, so we'll have a medley for Back to the Future. It's 50 years since the Rocky Horror Picture Show came out, so we'll play Time Warp and have a special on-field dance from the 716 Dance Lab in Lancaster, New York, coming out and being a part of that. And Wicked has obviously taken the world by storm, so we'll have Defying Gravity sung and played by the BPO during the show. So they do a great job of mixing it up every year and bringing a fresh concert to our fans.
It's amazing. And, you know, just getting to a Bisons game is a fun family event. I mean, what's still to come this season? Because every game is an event, right, with the Bisons?
Absolutely. Every game is an event, and this is a tremendous night. And then we start the second half of the season. We have some amazing promotions still to come. We just unveiled yesterday our vintage movie night jerseys that we'll wear on Saturday, July 19th. And if you're ever a fan of The Natural, the iconic baseball movie that was filmed here in Buffalo, you're going to want to check out those jerseys. We're actually going to show the movie after the Bisons game that night. So a tremendous event coming up. We have a couple of firsts as well at the ballpark. On August 2nd, it's going to be our first ever drone show that we're going to do as a part of our Women in Sports Night on August 2nd. And then August 23rd is our first ever Harry Potter night at the ballpark, where we'll wear Harry Potter jerseys. We have a Harry Potter scarf giveaway. So that's just a couple of, like you said, every game is an event. There's a week in August, that last week in August, we have a giveaway every night of the week. So lots to come. Get to Bisons.com. Check out that schedule. You know, we had a little bit of a wet April and May. The weather wasn't really really cooperating with us early in the season. But like you said, tonight's going to be a tremendous night, and we still got a full summer of events here to enjoy here at the ballpark.
Finally turning around weather-wise, yes. For you guys, which is awesome to hear. I saw those jerseys, by the way, the Natural jerseys, always cool. I think a lot of people like that, you know, heritage-style look when going
it's
to a
classic,
baseball game.
Right?
Yeah, it definitely totally feels that way. And then showing the movie after, it's great for everyone who's, you know, probably maybe have never even seen The Natural before.
Yeah, and we'll have a lot of Easter eggs from throughout the game, some things about, you know, the Whammer and the Natural, and we'll actually have a broken bat giveaway every inning of that game, sort of to theme the Wonder Boy breaking in that final scene, the Wonder Boy bat. So we're going to have a lot of fun with the Natural Night event. I know a lot of our staff has been looking to do for a long time to just pay tribute to that iconic film that, you know, was filmed where the Bisons played in the mid-80s. So really looking forward to that night coming up.
Well, Brad, thanks so much. Happy 3rd and happy 4th.
Happy 3rd, happy holidays, everybody, and we'll see you at the ballpark tonight. It's going to be truly special.
All right, Brad Bisping joining us from the Buffalo Bisons. Always a great night.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.